Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's May 14th. According to a new report, Tesla will launch its new million-mile battery cell in China first, and it will partner with CATL to make them. For quite a while now, reports have been coming in from various sides as to the battery breakthrough coming from the automaker. The goal is for Tesla to produce its own battery cells using technologies developed by Tesla's internal teams, including work from Jeff Dawn's team in Canada, and the new technologies that Tesla has recently acquired through the acquisition of Maxwell. The plan is to do this on a massive scale and at a cost below $100 per kilowatt hour. And now, in a new report, Reuters claims to have new details about the plan for Tesla's battery. Quote, electric car maker Tesla Incorporated plans to introduce a new, low-cost, long-life battery in its Model 3 sedan in China later this year or early next. That it expects it will bring the cost of electric vehicles in line with gasoline models and allows EV batteries to have second and third lives in electric power grid. The publication went on to note that the plan is expected to be announced at Tesla's Battery Day later this month. Elon Musk's Boring Company has completed the excavation of its two tunnels for Las Vegas's Electric Loop project. The project was initiated by the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, which operates the city's massive convention center. They say that people attending the venue will be able to travel across the 200-acre campus in under 2 minutes using all-electric Tesla vehicles. Elon Musk recently said that he expects the project to be completed by the end of 2020. Elon Musk has made a rare comment of approval about Tesla modifiers or tuners, which is a market that is growing with the electric automaker. During an interview with Joe Rogan, Tesla CEO Elon Musk was asked how he feels about companies modifying Tesla vehicles. He said, quote, sounds good to me, sure. The CEO added that he has no problem with people modifying the vehicles, especially when it comes to lightening the car up and improving tire traction. Rogan specifically asked Musk about the Unplugged Performance's S Apex vehicle, which is based on the Model S. Ben Schaefer, CEO of Unplugged Performance, which is the leading Tesla modifying company, expressed his excitement, saying, quote, we were thrilled to see the reaction and look on Elon's face as Joe discussed our work and this subject. The compliments were great, but the words were not even needed in seeing his reaction. We were truly honored by the response. The Tesla Model X has become the new official vehicle to transport NASA astronauts onto the upcoming SpaceX missions in the International Space Station. A NASA administrator, Jim Bridenstine, has now released a series of pictures showing a NASA-clad Model X. And he had this to say, quote, here's some Tesla news that everyone should love. Check out the Model X that will carry astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley to the launch pad for the Demo 2 mission. The mission is currently set for May 27th. A Tesla owner stopped a carjacking thanks to his connected Model 3, preventing the thief from leaving with the car and seemingly preventing an exit. The Barstow Police Department wrote on their Facebook page, quote, the subject made the victim get out of his vehicle and then attempted to steal it. The victim stated that he was able to use his cellular phone to turn the vehicle's engine off and lock the subject inside the vehicle. As officers arrived on scene, they observed a subject, later identified as Charlie Smith, in the driver's seat of the vehicle. Officers made contact with Smith and placed him under arrest. Now, it should be clarified that there seems to be a miscommunication within the finer details of this report, because Tesla cars can't be turned off with an app, but it may have exceeded the cell phone authentication range to initiate drive mode. Also, there is always a non-electric manual release to allow occupants to exit a vehicle. We can only assume that the thief was in a state of panic at best, and perhaps he was inebriated. Volvo CEO Håkan Samuelsson said that the coronavirus will accelerate the pace of change in the auto industry. He said the shift to EVs will be among the major changes that occurred due to the pandemic. Speaking at a Financial Times Global Digest conference, Samuelsson said, quote, electrification will go faster. I think it would be naive to believe after some months everything will return to normal and our customers will come back into the showroom asking for diesel cars. They will ask even more for electric cars, and that is speeding up. The CEO also expressed his belief that economic recovery efforts for the auto industry should support EVs and new technology, and also that online sales could replace many showrooms. Volvo plans to launch an all-electric car every year for the next 5 years, And by 2025, Volvo wants to be all electric vehicles for representing 50% of its global sales. Oatly, which is the Swedish premier oat-based food producer, announced today that it will become one of the world's first companies to electrify its fleet of heavy trucks. Its first electric trucks will roll out in October, covering about 125 zero-emission miles per day. Plans are underway for those deliveries to use remote-operated self-driving EVs, such as the Einride Pod. Simon Broadbent, who is a supply chain director at Oatly, said, quote, "Switching to electric trucks has a decisive effect on our environmental impact. We are planning for and want to act as a model for the larger global conversion to electric transport." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the World Economic Forum has released the Energy Transition Index 2020, a fact-based ranking intended to enable policymakers and businesses to plot the course for successful energy transition. The index analyzes the energy sectors of 115 countries. Of course, Europe is leading the world in the transition to renewables, and they are led, in order, by first Sweden, and then Switzerland, Finland, Denmark, Norway, Austria, the United Kingdom, France, the Netherlands, and Iceland, coming in at number 10. And in 2019, U.S. emissions decreased by 2.8%. In 2020, the U.S. Energy Information Administration predicts that carbon dioxide emissions will decrease by 11%, which amounts to 572 million metric tons, in the year of 2020. The massive drop, which is a record, will be the result of the restrictions on businesses and travel and the slowing economic growth during COVID-19. CEOs and other representatives from more than 300 businesses, called Lead on Climate 2020, have called on U.S. Congress to rebuild a more resilient, sustainable economy after COVID-19. Specifically, they called for an accelerated transition to a net-zero emissions economy by 2050 or sooner, more investment in resilient infrastructure, effective climate solutions, including those that fully leverage the job opportunities of zero-carbon industries, and support for longer-term market-wide policy mechanisms such as a price on carbon. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Frey AM1000. The dual-suspension bike was described as feeling like a powerful dirt bike. Using a M620 Bafang Ultra motor and a battery size that is a bit over 1 kWh. Here's a brief excerpt.
All right, so I'm a little bit out of breath, but that's because I just cycled all the way to the top of this gigantic mountain in China. I couldn't have done this on any other e-bike. I would have needed a motorcycle to get up here.
Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.